$300. It's a good price, Perrault, said the fat man. Perrault smiled and agreed that it was a good price. He knew dogs, and he knew that Buck was an excellent dog.
1 in 10,000, Perrault said to himself.
Buck saw money put into the fat man's hand, and he was not surprised when he and another dog called Curly were taken away by Perrault. He took them to a ship, and later that day, Buck and Curly stood and watched the coast get further and further away. They had seen the warm south for the last time. Perrault took Buck and Curly down to the bottom of the ship. There they met another man, Francois. Perrault was a French Canadian, but Francois was half Indian, tall and dark. Buck learnt quickly that Perrault and Francois were fair men, calm and honest, and they knew everything about dogs. There were two other dogs on the ship. One was a big dog called Spitz, as white as snow. He was friendly to Buck at first, always smiling.